The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Brethren in Christ, at the dismissal of the every wedding service, the priest mentions the name of Saint Procopius, whose memory we celebrate today, for an important reason, because after he had preached and confessed Christ, he was betrayed by his own pagan mother to be sentenced to death. So he was arrested and tormented at Caesarea of Palestine. He was taken to worship idols, but at his prayer, the idols fell, and many believed in Christ. He was sentenced to death, but he went to his martyrdom as if he was going to a wedding feast. For this reason, we mention Saint Procopius as a person giving up his life cheerfully to meet the bridegroom. Why should a person sacrifice his life for the sake of unseen reality? This great question is answered in the incarnation, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and consequently in the life of the saints who carried God in their lives. In this materialistic society, there is a great need for a strong witness to the spiritual reality. Human secularism has led this nation to forget God and the reason of their existence on earth. And the result of secularism is the absence of God from their hearts and minds, and especially the hearts and minds of the new generation. At today's gospel, you heard even the demons, the devil himself recognized Christ. And they knew that he is going to torment them at the end. When our President Bush made the faith-based initiative, many people protested and said, you know, that religion is a private thing. Even you cannot worship God publicly. And the total separation of state and the church has directed the whole nation to a material-oriented society. And being connected and concerned with fleshly comfort and material needs, each individual forgets to ask himself, who is he? How did he come into existence? And who did create this whole universe? What is the aim of my life and your life? This human secularism did not comfort our hearts, but it did lead us into despair, misery, desolation, and hopelessness. It made man an animal destined to death, and an earthly creature doomed to exist to extinction, destruction, and total ruin. and those who have provisions for only the flesh, by gratifying the desires, their desires, will lead to many bad things, quarreling, jealousy, and the whole list of passions. Even many nominal Christians among our community are drowned in the provision of the society, abandoning their churches. And when you ask them about their absence from the church, they will make many excuses and sins. But we as Orthodox Christians cannot imagine a universe without God. Likewise, we cannot imagine God who is not Jesus Christ. And we believe that a man who does not know his God is a miserable man. Even before the coming of Jesus Christ, pagan thinkers and philosophers were more believers than a nation which is built upon Christianity. Plato, the Greek philosopher, in his Republic said, "We have to have a religion. A nation cannot be powerful unless it believes in God. But if God is not embodied in a person, he cannot comfort the broken hearts nor encourage the confused souls." This broken-hearted nation, which has shoveled religion aside and made it only as a private concern and practice, has to lift up its sight above this material prison of the society to the heavens and see God. However, our God is not God of imagination with pale and pure human qualities, but truly the living God who became man. And Saint Paul said today, as you heard in his epistle, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation." Brethren in Christ, we should be mindful to the things of God, for the earthly things are vanity and a shadow and a dream. Let no fear conquer your heart, or doubt enter your mind, or material thinking dominate your lives, but cheerfully, as Saint Procopius did, bear witness to him in conducting a spiritual life. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.